And it's the time of the week when we have a chat with the fabulous gadget detective himself, Fevzi Turkalp, getting us up to speed on all the new devices and so forth and the stories to do with them that are coming through. So hello again, Fevzi.
Afternoon.
If Fevzi can help you out, by the way, you can always give us a quick call or drop us a text or whatever, 0808 100 5100. Berkshire text to 81333, starting with the word box. So, first of all then, Fevzi, the Galaxy Z Fold 2, another go at a folding smartphone, really?
Yeah, so despite the name 2 at the end, actually it's their third try at this. So the idea is it's a smartphone, but it folds open like a book, and there are screens on the outer surface and a bigger double screen on the inner one. So when it's closed, it works like a normal smartphone, albeit somewhat fat because it's folded. But when you open it, it's got another screen, an independent screen, which is like a tablet. So you don't have to carry a tablet and a smartphone, and you get much more screen real estate, as they say. So it is an iteration, but there were a lot of problems with the earlier ones. You know, they sent them out to journalists, and they managed to break the screen by just picking at the corners of it. By the way, these phones cost about £1,800. They're not cheap. Because this is bleeding edge. This is the stuff that really Apple should be doing, you know, when, we're innovative and stuff like that. No, actually, it's Samsung doing the innovation here. This technology at the moment is a little bit clunky, and it's very expensive, and it's not, all the software is not fully adapted for it. But I do genuinely believe that some sort of folding and scrolling technology is the way that we will go to get bigger screens. Right. It's one of the solutions. Others will be some, you know, projections and...
So it's not so much that people would rather carry around a small chunky thing rather than a longer thinner thing. It's not that.
Well, there's two. This particular one gives you a big screen when you open it, so it gives you a tablet. There are other designs of foldable where it's half the size and then it comes up to normal size. This one's like normal size and then doubles into a tablet. So there's various thoughts on what you can do with this. There's even one, it's a different manufacturer, they're playing with one where you pull the screen out sideways. It kind of rolls out like a roller blind to the side.
It
goes back in whilst the screen is actually live. So I actually think that these are all interim technologies, that probably the way that we will meaningfully go is something like glasses or contact lenses that actually allow you to see information before your eyes, like what they call augmented reality. Think of a fighter pilot with a heads-up display. So fighter pilot doesn't have time to look down at his or her controls. They look out through the cockpit screen. What augmented reality does is it puts a layer of information over the real, so doesn't block out the real world. He can still see through the cockpit, but he gets all his instruments all projected on there. Now imagine, instead of being a fighter pilot, you're an individual with a pair of smart glasses, and Apple are working on a pair of smart glasses as we speak, and that could put a layer of information. So you could have, for example, you're doing sat nav, you don't have to look down at your sat nav even when you're walking. It's just projected onto your field of vision. You could be checking your emails. You could, let's say, I look at you and I
can't. You could be walking into things even more than people do now.
Well, possibly, although it might warn you about that. But let's say I'm having a senior moment. So I look in your face, but I can't remember your name.
Brilliant.
It does facial recognition. It tells me your name. It gives me a brief biography. I can pretend to be listening, but really I'm checking my emails or playing with Instagram or whatever. That's the future.
Me.
But this is physical screens still. So as physical screens go, this is very clever. But eventually we will have glasses, and eventually, going to the future, we will feed the optic nerve directly, and there won't be any need for this external technology.
What is your guesstimate for the time scale on that, Fevzi?
For that?
Yeah.
Well, Elon Musk has just inserted a probe into the head of a pig to scan tens of thousands of the pig's neurons. So I and they're looking for human volunteers, I think. I think within our lifetimes, forms of this technology already exist. They already do something. For example, they did an experiment where they did an MRI scan of a patient's brain. The patient was suffering from, you know, what they call locked-in syndrome, where their still brain is active, but they have no means of communicating.
Oh, gosh, that must be the most awful problem of all to have that, isn't it?
Well,
wicked
what's fascinating is that they were able to ask people questions and get consistent replies, not because the patient could speak, but because they were scanning what was happening in their brain and spotting this means yes, this means no, and they were consistently replying.
That would be a truly wonderful use of that technology, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yes, and possibly there might be, you know, if you can have a true interface to the brain, you might actually be able to treat things like Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia because the brain could be augmented. So at the moment, we do a Google search by typing it in or speaking it by voice, right?
Yeah.
Imagine if a thought brings forward the information you're looking for. Effectively, you're searching a computer system, but mentally.
Mind-blowing, truly mind-blowing. Yes.
Literally mind-blowing.
Yeah, literally and metaphorically, gosh.
Yes.
Very interesting. Let's move on to gadget number one this week, DJI OM4 smartphone gimbal. There's a mouthful.
Okay, so that just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Doesn't it just?
Right, so let me explain what a smartphone gimbal is. So the cameras inside smartphones are getting better and better. In fact, most of us use those exclusively, unless you're a photography nerd with a digital SLR. Most of us use the camera, and you know the best camera in the world is the one that you have with you. We shoot video, we shoot photos, and although these cameras have got image stabilization built into them very often, it can only go so far. It can take the tremors out of your hand, but it can't really deal with if you're in a moving vehicle or if you're walking down the street and you're shooting video. It doesn't really deal with any of that. A gimbal is much more like what they used to call a Steadicam in sort of Hollywood movie making, except those things cost millions, and these things cost, this one costs about £140. What you do is you attach your smartphone to it, and it stabilizes in three directions. You know what they call pitch, yaw, and roll, you know, the three, up and down, side to side, and spinning on its axis sort of thing. It will adjust for any of those. It's got little motors and gyroscopes in it, and as you spin one way, it spins the other. So the camera remains perfectly stable. So you get these truly cinematic shots. The quality of a video is not just about how many dots are on the screen. It's about the production values, and these things literally look cinematic off a smartphone. So very, very clever. So in addition to that, it does some really clever add-ons as well. Does this thing where it's got active track. It will follow you. So let's say you want to shoot a video of yourself. I don't know, you want to video yourself doing cooking in your kitchen or something like that. Yeah. So it comes with its own tripod. You've mounted the camera. You can walk along your extensive kitchen up and down, and it tracks you left, right, up, down. It follows you around, and it does it perfectly. And you can control it with hand gestures. So you put up your hand to tell it to start. You put up your hand to tell it to pause. You don't have to go running over to it and doing this. It also does some great panoramic shots. So, you know, at the moment, if you want to do a panorama, you have to twist around itself. This thing just goes, takes a picture, takes another picture, just scrolls around and takes the pictures and stitches them all together for you.
Love it.
Just fantastic things in it. £140, 4.5 stars out of 5. I was tempted to give it 5. But I never give anything 5.
Oh, you never give anything 5, right?
Well, because it says there's no room for improvement. And it's called the DJI. And that DJI, by the way, the people who do those drones, you know, the really upmarket drones that people use for aerial photography.
Yeah,
because the aerial photography cameras and all the technology is now built into the gimbal. So the DJI OM4.
And
brand
all
new.
For £140. Unbelievable. Yeah, part two with Fevzi in just a second. Bill Buckley here. Fevzi Turkout, the gadget detective, also here. Just before we go on to part two, Fevzi, great little question from Laura in Maidenhead. My son tells me off for not properly ejecting USB drives when I pull them out of the computer. Does it really matter if you don't do that? I would love to know the answer to that. It does.
So when we're talking about ejecting a drive, we're not talking about the physical pulling out of the USB drive from the socket on the computer. We're talking about telling the computer that you're about to do that. Because with a USB drive, you can read information from it and you can store information on it. Now imagine that the computer is in the middle of doing that, and particularly if it's in the middle of writing information to the drive and you yank it out, that's going to tend to corrupt the information on the USB drive. You could even lose it all.
Mm.
So what you need to do is you know, it depends on your computer, but uninstall it, undock it, whatever you want to call it. You need to just notify the computer. So on Windows, that you'd be a right click on the little icon in the bottom right hand corner, which represents the USB, and then just tell it that you're undocking it, and then physically pull it out, and then all is well with the world.
Right, which I do, and I am glad to know that I'm not just wasting my time, because, you know, all these things with computers, are you sure you want to do this, da-da-da? You do think, oh, of course, you know. Right.
Which is, by the way, the other reason why you shouldn't, unless you absolutely have to sort of forcibly shut down a computer, you know, like on a laptop, you can hold the on-off button for a few seconds and it will shut it down. The problem with that is nothing's got any warning, and all sorts of things could potentially get corrupted.
So just because you've got away with it until now doesn't mean you will continue to, right,
your
Dora?
Your son is right.
Your son knows what he's talking about. Now, here's the second story that you wanted to tell us about, and this is a very long-running surveillance dispute, isn't it?
Yeah, 7 years ago, Edward Snowden was a whistleblower against the American NSA, the security services. He blew the whistle saying that they were doing mass surveillance of the American population, which is illegal, unconstitutional. And 7 years later, a court has now ruled, the U.S. Court of Appeals has ruled that he was right, that it's unconstitutional, that the leaders of those organizations lied when they said that they were not doing any mass surveillance of the American population. Interestingly enough, it's not illegal to for them to mass surveil foreigners. What to them are foreigners, but as far as Americans go, they have constitutional rights. So that's, I mean, that wasn't even in the dispute.
Why doesn't that entirely surprise me?
Well, because the world revolves around them, clearly. But The what's really interesting is that the convictions for espionage against Snowden stand, and that he remains exiled in Moscow. And that's a real shame, because actually he brought forward and opened all of our eyes to what was happening. To say, it's only really just slowed them down. There's been changes in the legislation that allows them to do a lot of the things that were found to be unconstitutional before. So you know, they were collecting, and they are collecting information en masse in the hopes that, you know, just trawling instead of spearfishing. They're trawling, and that's, you know, that's like that's effectively searching everyone without a warrant, effectively.
Yes,
all the time.
I totally see that.
It's the equivalent of opening their mail and listening to all their calls and their thoughts and their dreams and everything. Are and were being spied on by the state.
I'm guessing he hasn't got a hope in hell of coming home if Trump gets a second term, but if there's a change of
Trump has talked about pardoning him.
Oh, has he?
Enough.
How interesting. You never know what you're going to get with that guy, do you? That's
possibly a senior moment. I don't suppose it will. I mean, you know, I don't know. We're in the run-up to an election. He probably doesn't remember having said it anymore, but I mean, I just think sometimes random things may come out of people's mouths, so who knows? But yeah, he wants to come back. He's willing to
it's a very heavy price to pay for doing a decent thing, isn't it? Not to be
honest. And he's willing to face trial, but the thing is, the statute that he's been charged under, there's no defense. He can't actually have a trial, not effectively.
Oh my word, this is Alice in Wonderland we're in now, aren't we? Goodness me.
Well, yes, because it's all closed courts and so forth.
And finally today, and I was a little bit surprised when I saw this, although I shouldn't be, because you do often sort of go beyond the tech world. A vacuum cleaner.
Well, yeah, because we've talked about gimbals and for people who want to take great, you know, video images and photos. But, you know, back in the real world, you know, vacuum cleaners are important, and technology has played its part there. And this is so I'll give you the name of it. It's from a company called Eufy, EUFY. It's called the Home Vac S11 Infinity. There is a Go version, which is the same thing, but with one battery instead of two. It's a stick vacuum cleaner. So it's like an upright vacuum cleaner, but instead of having a big, heavy, bulky vacuum cleaner, the main section is a tubular stick, effectively. Mm-hmm. It's got a motorized head at the bottom, and the motor and everything, the main motor, the suction motor and the cylinder is all at the top. And this means it's extremely light. And for those people that have got back problems, these things are a godsend, because you can do a full vacuum of your house without having to lug around a heavy vacuum cleaner. The top section pulls off and becomes a handheld vacuum cleaner, so you can do the stairs if you're lucky enough to have stairs in your home. And there's a multiplicity of different heads that you can put on it. The motorized head even comes with lights on it, so when you you can get right down under beds even, and furniture and so forth. It's got lights, so you can actually see what you're vacuuming whilst it's in the dark. It's light enough to lift it up and do, you know, the cobwebs, you know, towards the ceiling. And it's cordless. It's got batteries, and it comes with two batteries, which means that, you know, depending on the mode you choose, you can have up to 80 minutes of runtime with those two batteries. And it means you could easily do a whole mansion with it.
Well,
if you have a mansion, you're not doing your own vacuum cleaning, are you? But the thing I liked about it most of all is, although it's got a list price of shade under £300, I see it, and currently it's on offer for just under £220, I see it go to that sort of price quite often. And that puts it at about half the price of the equivalent Dyson. Or other top brands. So Eufy are not known for vacuum cleaners. They are known for battery technology. They're the same company that make those portable battery packs that charge up your smartphones and tablets. So the battery technology is excellent. And it comes with two batteries, and that really is a godsend, right? Because you don't want to be recharging in between. So it's lightweight, it's mobile, it's versatile, and it's relatively cheap.
Star rating, please.
What have I given it? Four stars.
Four stars. Great. Fevzi, are you okay for 7 days hence?
Yes, indeed.
We shall speak then. Thank you very much. There we are. That's your little dose of the Gadget Detective for this week.